Welcome.
Turns to Bamidbar, middle of Shlesh Yimei Hagbolah. Let's start with something in Yonei Shavuos. First halacha in Hilchos Shavuos. Shulchan Aruch begins B'yom Chamishim L'Sfiras Ha'Omer Hu Chag Shavuos. That's how to be Kaveh Shavuos on the 50th day of Sfira. That's what Shavuos is. This is an important nakuda. We'll see as we get through this halacha. This is a very important nakuda. B'yom Chamishim L'Sfiras Ha'Omer Hu Chag Shavuos. What is Shavuos? Shavuos is the 50th day of the Omer. Kum Tetaz, the Eresh Tetaz, and tells us halacha l'maisa. Taz says, Mas ma'achrin lahaskel arvis b'knisa Shavuos. Let's delay davening Ma'ariv when Shavuos comes. K'dei shiyu yimei svira tamimus. We should have a full 49 days of svira. What does the Taz say? That if we did, as the Magen Avraham says, and just made Kiddush, but daven Ma'ariv and daven Ma'ariv regular time whenever we wanted to, so we took out from the 49 days. It says you have to count the Spartan Lechem Mimachas HaShabbos Miyam HaViyachim Zayim HaTnufa Sheva Shabbos is Tamimais Tiyanu. It has to be Tamimais. If you're going to cut into the Tamimais with Shavuos, you didn't have 7 weeks of Tamim. You didn't have a perfect, complete 7 weeks. So Zoktetaz, you may not dava Ma'ariv early. You have to be ma'achar Ma'ariv to make sure you have tamimus, or else you're missing in the tamimus of this halacha of sheva shabbosas tamimus tiyanu. And this is the way Klal Yisrael's naiv v'ikar al pi this taz to daven Ma'ariv later than we normally would on the first night of Shavuos. The Chreinim ask Akasha. They ask Akasha and want to talk Paskin differently. L'chayra, there's a halacha of Tosefes Yontif. Tosefes Shabbos Yontif, the Gemara learns out in Rosh Hashanah from a Pasuk, that we should be Maisef Mechol ala Kaidush. So it's not enough the fact that the Kaidush begins, or whatever that is, Shkia, something, Shmash, Asafik, Atzeis, whenever that Zman is, L'chumra, certainly we're Chayish for Shkia. That's not enough. You have to be ma'isiv mechal al kaidish. If he most rishon, it's a mitzvah. Mamish a mitzvah in the Torah. You have to be ma'isiv mechal al kaidish. Whether it's Shabbos or Yontif, be ma'isiv mechal al kaidish. So we're going to daven ma'ariv late because of tamimus. We're not going to be ma'isiv mechal al kaidish. What happened to me? Ma'isiv mechal al kaidish. Furthermore, they ask a merdeka kasha from the Taz himself. The Taz himself later on, in the end of halachas of Sukkot, has an interesting Amoridika lashon, very famous lashon that the Taz uses, and the Chreinim want to tie that perhaps here we have a steer in the Taz. How so? There's halacha in Simen Tuf Reish Samech Ches is the halacha of Shmini Atzeres. So what is Shmini Atzeres? Right after Chalamayit Sukkot. Hashanah Rabbah finishes Chalamayit Sukkot, and then you get into Shmini Atzeres. So the Marshal wrote in a tshuva, B'shem Amareinu Rab Tevel, that Rab Tevel didn't eat, at the beginning of Shmini Atzeres, he did not eat. He didn't want to make a suda. Till it was klor a night. Why? Because, he says, if I'm going to go eat a suda earlier in the night, when it's not yet klor night, so then I'm going to have to make a bracha of Leisha Basukah, because it's still the day. I'm going to have to make a bracha. So this way, let me wait till it's Chlor night, and then I have no Shilas anymore, and then I can sit in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, you sit in the Sukkah without a bracha. So it's not an issue. But if I'm going to start earlier, I'm going to have this issue of is it Shmini Hoshana Rabbah, and I have to sit in the Sukkah and make a Leisha, or not. So therefore, to avoid all problems, I don't step in to eat a suda till it's klor night. That's what the Marshal brings for Rav Tevel. Because otherwise, you're going to have an issue. Given that, what's the issue?
either it's a suffix or beforehand it's Shmina Atzeres. You made Shmina Atzeres, you're mekabel with Ma'ariv Shmina Atzeres, and now you're going to make a bracha leish sukkah. You can't do that. So kumta taz on this marshal, and he says aft a mashiv and ari lachar moisa kavachomer. You can't slug up the lion after his patira kavachomer shul kamayni, just a mere fox like myself mikal mokayim. This is my tumua. It's my tumua that he's geyser on us that we can't eat the suda. And he goes on as mayrich, and at the end he says like this. The svara shabona ravel of huena kim klo. So this whole svara that the marshal said that you can't start off yontav be earlier, shmina tzeres earlier, because you're going to run into a problem. You're going to make shmina tzeres early, and you're supposed to be sitting in the sukkah with a bracha. And now Shmina Tzeres, you can't do that. So what is it? You're causing problems. So the Taz says, what do you mean? Somebody's Mais Mechal HaKadosh, who Oysa Pit Sibu Tereseinu. The Torah told you to do that. And once you do it, Kvar Cholach V'Holach Mimenu Chay Vasayayim, Masha'ol of Kaidim Zeh. The day earlier has gone. It's finished. V'Ava Kamay B'Laylo Mocher Mamash. You made a new day. You've made a new day. And once you've made a new day, you don't have to worry about the halachas of yesterday. That's gone. It's a new day. Today is Shmina Atzeres. Today you don't make a bracha on the sukkah. So what are you worried about? That it's early? That really, de facto, it's the day? And I should be sitting in a sukkah with a bracha? No, it's not. It's already a new day. It's Shmina Atzeres. And here he says his classic words. Da peh hakodesh yisale baruch hu. The holy mouth of the Rebbeinu Shalom should tziva olav mitzvah sukkah b'yayim ahu that told you on the seventh day of sukkahs to sit in a sukkah. Hu apeh hakadosh shehiter loy acher shekibol olav shmina atzeres. He's the one who told him to be mekabel shmina atzeres. So memela man yov lo mishufri shufri halavai. Somebody give me very good food. V'achlinam ba'isa shav b'sukkah. And I will go eat it in the sukkah. Early on Shmina, be mekabel Shmina Tzeres early, it would still be light outside, give me a good meal, and I'd go into the sukkah. And you wouldn't have to make a bracha leish of a sukkah, because it's not sukkahs anymore, Shmina Tzeres. When the Taz said this, he wasn't kidding, because the Taz was very poor. Ki Yidua, the Shver was supposed to support him, the Bach. And at some point, the Bach became himself, was not able to support him. He gave him, the Bach used to give him meat every day. And at some point, the Bach was Yerid Menachosev. He used to give meat every day to eat. Chizit, of Koyach, to learn Taz. And he's calling out his Edom. Bach was Yerid. He started giving him very, very weak, very lean piece of meat. A piece of meat that are not chosher, like we would throw in the chon, like flunkin. Very shvacha meat. It's not chosher meat at all. The Taz took him to the Torah.
How do you understand that?
Taz took him to the Torah, and the Taz lost. Because he sold meat. He promised me he's giving me meat. So they asked the Taz, what's the pshat? They asked him, Avi Shailo, how to take the bath in the Torah. So he said, he knows himself, he puts his whole koich into learning. He doesn't have koich. What the bach gives him, that good meat, that gives him koich to learn. After 120, the bach's going to go upstairs, and he's worried that his shver is chas v'shom, get an einish, that he doesn't learn the same amount. So he dafka took him to the Torah, he knew he's going to lose, and therefore, in Shemayim, they can't do anything to him. Because here, when we paskin down here, Shmuz Torah, that's what Shmuz is all about. We got the Torah, we paskin down here, that's the locha. If Ben Shomat, the paskin, the Shver is okay, he's not doing anything wrong. So, male, nothing's going to happen to him. He's 100%
pacific. If he was doing nothing wrong, so why would Ben Shomat have a time
on him? I said, Taz felt weaker. The Taz felt weaker. He felt
the
he didn't have the
koichas.
He didn't have the koichas, so he was worried in Shemayim. They're going to say, huh? You're not taking care of your Edom. He's not learning the same. And the Taz knew it himself. He's not learning the same. But once Bezen Paskins, he's okay. I'll be dead. So there's no problem. So that's the Taz. So when the Taz says, Yovlem is Shufri de Shufri, halavai, somebody gives Shufri de Shufri, the best of the best of food. And the Taz is serious. The Taz didn't have it. He sat, learned, made the Taz. We're all richer for the Taz. So Lamaisa, so Achreinim asked, you the Taz, you said to the Marshal, that you could be mekabel yontif, and it's a new day, and the old day's gone. So what are you worried about? That when it comes Shavuos, you're worried that you took away, you're taking away from the Memtas Yad. What do you mean? The Rabbi Shem said to make Shavuos, you made Shavuos, and now the 49th day is over, and the 50th day started, just like over there. It's a middle of Sukkot still. You look outside, it's the middle of Sukkot. But you brought in Shmini Atzeres. You don't have to worry about Sukkot. It's a new day has begun and you're Shmini Atzeres. So say the same thing with Shavuos.
Because then you don't have 49 full days. You need full days.
But Lamaisa over there as well, over here too, it's the middle of Sukkot. You have Allah of Sukkot. The Teretz is
that
you created a new day. That's a chayr what he's telling him.
It's not a full day.
So what? But he created a new day. He created a new day. He was within his race, created a new day. So the 50th day has come. If the 49th day meets the 50th day, so it goes away. So it goes away. So then what? If the Taz argues on the Mashal and says you create a new day, well, that's his point, creating a new day, so then you create a new day. So that 49th became 50. You create a new day.
So even though the 49th is shorter.
It's a short day, but it's a day. But it was the 40. It was the end of the 49th day. Islam said you introduce Shavuos into the 49th day. 49th day is over. Because the Taz himself says to the Marshal, Sukkot is over. Because if Sukkot wouldn't be over, how could I not make a bracha on the Sukkot? So Sukkot is over. I'm not doing anything wrong. So that means the 49th day, finished. Finished. It finished early. Today the sun set early. It finished early. So what are you supposed to do? Now, the truth is, what is the kavanah of the Taz? It's the Taz, the Achreim, asking, Sir Achreim, we don't want to pass like this Taz because of this. And there's actually Tam Takatumo to Mekabel Tzad Yontiv early, not Mekabel Yontiv early. There's a third Taz that sheds light on the second Taz. There's a third Taz in Hilchas Shofar. And over there, the story over there was in Tuf Reish, there was a Kehillah, imagine this, a Kehillah that won Shofar, and they got robbed, and they lost their Shofar. And they didn't have a Shofar. They didn't have a Shofar the first day Rosh Hashanah. Now it's the second day Rosh Hashanah. And the second day Rosh Hashanah was Friday. They didn't have a Shofar the whole Friday. And the Olam decided, okay, it's late, they're Mekabel Shabbos. It wasn't yet night, but they're Mekabel Shabbos early. They got a Shofar. Shliach showed up with a Shofar. They're Mekabel Shabbos ready. Is it too late to blow? The Taz
Pasuk. Why can't you blow for them?
So it seems that once a Kehillah is Mekabel Shabbos, then he's also Kofef to the Kehillah, right? We're not used to that. Because we have every shul does their own thing. But if you have one Kehillah, it's Mekabel Shabbos, and it's Shabbos everybody.
So he's got Muktzah in his hands.
Yes, he's allowed to put it down wherever he can. But it's Omaisu. So the Taz over there says, no. We have Halacha, and they were wondering, so people want to pass, they're stuck. The Taz says, no, go blow Shofar. And he says several sforks. Amongst them, he says, when you were Mekabel Shabbos or Yontif early, it didn't change the day. Vaharayi says, if you were Mekabel, brings a raya from Halacha in your day, that if you're Mekabel Shabbos early and they didn't do bris yet, and then you decide, then you figure out you need to do a bris, a Friday bris, you still can do the bris. And the same thing he says on a Isha that was had to start a Shivan Akim, and they're Mekabel Shabbos, so it's already the next day, it's night already, and then Shechab shouldn't start, and still day outside. But the Evet, she could still start a ship in the king.
Otherwise, you'd have to say Shema over.
You have to say Shema over, yes. That actually talks about in the others, and the other Taz. So, Taz says, you didn't really change the day. You brought in Kedusha Shabbos. You brought in Kedusha Shabbos. You can still blow a Shofar. That's what Taz says. What do you see from that Taz? Without getting into all the details of that Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tuf Reish. You see from that Taz, you can't learn the Taz as we would push it, learn the Taz. That the Taz is saying to the Marshal, no, you've actually begun Shmini Atzeres. Because if you've actually begun Shmini Atzeres, you've actually begun Shabbos, then you can't mal the child. Because then he means to say it's the over, that day is over, and a new day has begun. So then how could you mal the child? How could the woman start a Shmini Kiyam? How could you blow Shofar? It's a new day. It's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is over. Rosh Hashanah is over. If we learn the Taz Kipshutai, then the Taz is Mamash Astir. The answer is we can't learn the Taz Kipshutai. The Taz couldn't have meant that it's mamish a new day. It can't be that. Because it would be a new day, then you'd be stuck. Then it's already Friday night, you can't mow. It's already Friday night, the woman can't start. It's already Friday night, you can't blow. It's already Friday, you can't blow Shofar. Rosh Hashanah is over. The answer is, you see, it's not over. So what is the Taz say? The answer is the Taz is saying that you're taka only bringing the Kedusha. You're bringing Kedusha's Yantiv, nothing more. You didn't bring in Shmini Atzeres, you brought in Kedusha Shmini Atzeres. Kedusha Shmini Atzeres and the Kedusha of Sukkah are stira min ayube. They can't live together, they can't coexist. So once you bring in the Kedusha Shmini Atzeres, so the Marshal says, of course you're going to be Mekabel early. But you're going to be Mekabel early, you still have the Halacha of Sukkah. And that the Taz is saying no. Once I brought in the Kedusha Shmini Atzeres, and I have every right to do so, So the Kedusha Shmira Tzeres is cheshiver than the Kedusha of the Yom Chayil of Chalamayit Sukkos. And now the Kedusha Shmira Tzeres, it's Taka Sukkos. But I have Kedusha Shmira Tzeres. And therefore, because I have Kedusha Shmira Tzeres, I have Hilcha Shmira Tzeres. So therefore, Itzak is still the seventh day. It's day out there. But Mitzad Halacha, I'm telling the Kedusha Sayyim. The Kedusha Sayyim of Shmira Tzeres tells me that it's Shmira Tzeres, Shmira Tzeres. I'm potter from Mitzvah Sukkah. The most I have to do is sit in a Sukkah, Derabon, and I'll speak at the Yayim. But I certainly can't make a bracha because it's Kedusha Shmira Tzeres been brought in. Now let's take our Taz over here in Hilcha Shmuz. And let's get back to what I'm saying. Once we understand that the Taz didn't mean Kipshuta, like he said over there, in Hilchas, in the Halachas of Shmina Atzeres, he doesn't mean that the new day has begun. So if that's the case, it's not that Pshat is the 49th day became the 50th, because that would be the case, there'd be no problem. The Taz would say, be Mekabel Yontif early, and that's it, then you're fine. The 49th day finished, but that's not the case. The Taz, obviously, we learn from the case of the Shofar, and the case of the Bris, and the case of the Isha, that the day doesn't end. It's only the Kedusha comes in. So that's the case. You're bringing Kedusha Shavuos on the 49th day. That you for sure can't do. Because then you're losing because the Kedusha of Shavuos will overpower the halachas of the Chayil, and you'll lose out the halach of three. It's just like you lost the halach of Sukkot, but didn't bother us. Because so what? You lost the halach of Sukkot. I said, rather have the Kedusha of Shavuos. The Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres. But over here, what am I going to do? I'm going to bring in the Kedusha of Shavuos, and I'm going to lose the halachas of the 49 days. That I don't want to do, because then I'm going to lose Tamimus. So Zokti Taz, better don't bring in Shavuos, because if you would bring in Shavuos, you're going to lose the Tamimus. Don't bring it in, and that's it. Now, how can you do that, Lamaisa? You have to imais mechalal kodesh. Who's to say that the halach of Tamimus is stronger, and the halach is b'mais mechalal kodesh? So for that, let's look back here at the Lashon. What is the Taz going? He's going at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. And he's going at the beginning. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? B'yoyim chamishim l'sfir so'im r'chak Shavuos. Shavuos does not have a fixed day. Shavuos doesn't come in on a regular Chaydish, on a regular day of the Chaydish. It doesn't come in on Tezvav Nisan or Tezvav Sukkos or Shmina Atzeres on the eighth day after that. It comes in on the 50th day. So it comes out that Shavuos is different than all other Yom Tovim. As we'll see later on. Shavuos is halacha in the 50th day of Svira. So being that the Torah itself said that this yantav is not a yantav on its own, that therefore bring in the Kedusha and put it on the Chayil. The Torah said bring in this yantav as number 50. So the Torah doesn't want this yantav to come in until the 49 are over. So here it's different than all over. By Shmi it says, well, I want to be Mais Mechal al Kodesh. I'm Mais Mechal. I brought in the Kedusha earlier. Now this Kedusha tells me it's stronger than the halachas of the Chayil. So Mimela, the Kedusha tells me, be Nayig the Kedusha. So I can't be Nayig Hilchas HaChayil, make a bracha my sukkah. Oh, but over here, being the two are astira. But over here, yes, the two are also astira. But the two here is astira, but this is halach of chamishim. The Torah dafka over here didn't say, have kedushas ayayim. The Torah says, have kedushas of yayim chamishim, not kedushas of yontav. Have yayim chamishim, tisbru chamishim yayim, and then you get there, make a yontav out of it. So you're supposed to wait till you get the chamishim. The Torah itself is telling you, this yontav is a whole different yontav. This yontav is not an independent yontav that I can bring the kedusha into the weekdays. This yontav itself is to follow the 49 days of Tmimus. Whereas in the third Taz, where it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, the two are not astira. You can have a Shabbos on a Yontif. So the fact I brought in Kedusha Shabbos doesn't bother me. Lemaisa, it's still Friday day, has Kedusha Shabbos. Is Kedusha Shabbos astira to Bris Mila? No. V'haraya, if the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, you could mal a child. It's only a drabon, a stirrut to shayfer. I'll say gzeir. In such a case, it wouldn't be geyser. It's not say sefer Shabbos on a day of Friday. They're not geyser. But be yisoidai shayfer makes sense on Shabbos, right? Midaraisi gablo a shayfer on Shabbos. It's not a stirrut to that stirrut shayfer. It's only a gzeir drabon. In such a case, it wouldn't have been geyser. But so it's not a steer to Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, not a steer, because midrash so you can blow Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. It's not a steer. So the Rabbanu, we're worried. It's not a. But Shabbos Rosh Hashanah.
Why is it You're saying by
Sukkah. Shmirat Tzeres, Sukkah's are a stira. Why? Because Shmirat Tzeres is out of the Sukkah, Shmirat Sukkah's in the Sukkah. There's a stira. So, Kedusha wins. Here too, it's a stira. But this stira, you're mechuyev to follow the 49, because the Torah's rutzin is keep the two, keep 49, and only after 49, bring in the yantiv. Whereas all of the Yom Tov are independent entity, independent, bring in the Kedusha. And it might be a stira, so what? That Kedusha will overpower it. If it won't be a stira, you can blow Shaver on Shabbos. If it is a stira, and the Kedusha of the Yom Tov will overpower the Chol. But over here, the Torah didn't say, but the Torah said the Kedusha Shavuos is not an independent entity. It's an entity that follows 49 days. It's not an entity unto itself like every other Yom Tov that we have. It's an entity that's whole identity is post the 49 days. If that's the case, then we have to wait for the 49 days, then we can bring the 50th, and that's Pshat in the Taz, and that's Taka Minig Yisroel, the Minig Yisroel to wait. Now, Lamaisa, having said that, Lalocha Lamaisa, still our Paiskim that say, don't have a Ma'ariv early, but you could be Mekabel at least the Isser Malacha of Yom Tov. In other words, you'll be Pirish Malacha. With that, you could be Mekayim to Sefes Yom Tov to some degree. You'll be Mekayim, you'll say it's still the 49th day, but I'm Pirish Malacha. So there you'll have a Tesefes. That much you can still be Mekayim. That's the only way to make the two come together. But Be'etzim, the Pshat in this Taz is that if I'm going to bring in the 50th day early, so then again, I missed out the whole point, the 50th day. That steer is not to be done. Now, Shengen, the steer of Shmina Tzeres, fine, I brought in a yontav early, of course, so we're going to have a power to come. And then you have a third case, there's no steer at all. There's no steer at all, because Shabbos and yontav are not bets of a steer. So it's wonderful whether it comes to Bris, or it comes on Shaif, or whatever it is, not a steer, so the two can coexist.
This year, yontav, if you want to do Tzeres yontav, you can't, because you can't bring, you're ready, us.
Correct, Malacha. Correct. So this you're not, this you're not going to have.
There's no
Tosefes. Yeah, here, anyway, no Tosefes Yontif, because what's the sentence Yontif? I mean, Mais Mechol Al-Kairos, you anyway can't. Right. So here the Yontif is less than Shabbos, Fakeret. You have to wait anyway extra Shabbos, because you have
because
to say Baruch
Malvin. Because
you have to be Mais on the Shabbos. And not only that, but you can't even start Malach until you say Baruch Malvin Kaish L'Kaidus. So you can't do anything. So yeah, here, it's this year, it's different in that case.
After Yontif.
There you can. That much you can. That definitely you mekayim that. That definitely you mekayim that.
On a regular year, you shouldn't say harini mekabel.
You can't say you could be mekabel. You should be mekabel the issim alocha. You should be mekabel the issim alocha. If you're going to hold like this taz, if you're going to hold like this taz, other pais can say you could and you should. If you're going
to
go like this taz.
Correct.
Bepeh.
On a regular year, you shouldn't say.
On a regular year, lefid this taz, not. Only thing you can say is I'm mekabel the issim alocha.
Just like on Shabbos, if you're mekabel Shabbos earlier, you can't say Shema, but you could still mekabel Shabbos.
Correct. So that's question, because it is ideal.
So how
you didn't change the day.
So how does the Taz argue that? How can you not? It doesn't make sense.
So the tzad to say not like that, and those paiskim that say that if the isha is Zayin Nekim, it's too late, it started already. So it depends on what. Shema is directly halacha, not in the day, but in the fact that it's dark or light. In other words, if it's night or day, it's not a locha in the day called Friday, it's a locha in night. So yidafka ni night. The mitzvah of Shema is belayla. So that's why it's different. The mitzvah of Shema is the yoyim of Shema, as we spoke about a couple weeks ago. The yoyim keeps it going of that Shema, and the layla starts the new part of Shema. And we talked about the Ram that holds it to be one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah to be coated with Shema the whole day. So Maisa, that's totally in day and night. It's not totally in this day particularly. So that's why that's different. Whereas over here, we're talking about this day particularly, the seventh day of Sukkot versus Shmini Atzeres. But over there, Shema is a night-day issue. Night-day, of course, you need night. If you need night, you need night. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Parsha.
What's the terrace of the Maghrib Ram? The Shitas Maghrib Ram.
He holds you could do Ma'ariv early. He holds it's not the Pshat and the Kavona of the idea of Tmimus. He holds it's not Chesor and Tmimus B'chlo. That's not Pshat, it's not Chesor and Tmimus. Holds it you can... You can daven Ma'ariv early. The Iker is Kiddush, that the actual Maisim of Yontav you shouldn't do. But the Ma'ariv, he says Ma'ariv doesn't reflect that. Ma'ariv, as we know, the Shilas, some of them ask on the Rav Tzolish or Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, you see, davening you can do early, it doesn't mean that you actually, but it's a real Shavuos yet with that. There's a Medrash, I'm going to start with this point, the Medrash of Medrash at the beginning of the Parsha Bamidbar that needs explanation. Rashi brings down a little of it at the beginning of the Parsha, where Rashi says, Bamidbar, we all know at the beginning of Bamidbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted the Yidden. Kodesh Baruch Hu has us to count us constantly, count us to make us feel chashuv. Rashi says, it says in the pasuk, "Vayisyaldu amishbachaisam, heviu sifrei yichuseim." They brought sifrei yichus. There is a medrash that adds a little flavoring to this point of what they pshat. They brought their sifrei yichus. The medrash is a yalka at the beginning of Bamidbar. B'shosh shekiblu Yisrael satayr. When they're mekabel the Torah, niskanu umas ha'olam ehem. The goyim got jealous. Ma ro liskarev yoisim and umas. Why did he even get more kirev than the goyim? Sosam pi'an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlog namam. Omaleh. He said to the goyim, have you lose sefer yuchsin shalachem? Bring me your yichus bich. Show me your book of yichus. Shenemer hovu la'ashem mishpuchay samim. Kishen shabonai mevien. Mine shall not bring him, but you sell the mishpuchay samim. Lakach monim bereisha sefer zeachar mitzel mitzvah tzivah shemayu bnei yisrael bar sinai v'achar yabar shem mitzvah shuz reish kol as bnei yisrael shloi zochu litos atoira kabbalah stars b'shvil hayuchsin shams v'yuchsin. Meredith comes out that we kabbalah satoira is very much intertwined with sefer yuchsin, which answers a shayla the Gemara says the end of Megillah that b'chukaisai has to be before shvuos because that's klolus. We want those clothes out the door before we have shvuos. So Taisa says, not only that, we put in Bamidbar in between to have a chatzitza between the clothes and shvuos. We have Bamidbar in between. And Shaila is it just chance? Nothing is just chance. How did Bamidbar punkt end up being the parsha? Some years Nosa is there too, but mainly it's Bamidbar. Bamidbar is the parsha that brings the Kabbalah Satar. Why is that? Lefidus Medrash is wonderful. Because this medrash tells you what won, how did we win to be the nation of Kabbalah Mekablei HaTorah? Because we brought Sefer Yichus. When did we bring Sefer Yichus? When we were counted. All this counting, Yaldo Mishpachaisam was acting out our Yichus. Acting our Yichus, that's why we're saying Kabbalah HaTorah. So it makes perfect sense why Bamidbar Dafka is the parsha that leads us into Matan Torah. But now let's examine this medrash. What does the medrash say? The goyim come and say, it's not fair. Why did Yidden get this? Chayr, what do you mean, Yidden? Not fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Goyim. We all know Gemara. I fear my heart paron. The Abishah came our paron. He came from Seir. What was he doing in those places? He asked the Goyim, you want the Torah, Esav? And Esav said, what's in it? Lysir Tzach, not for me. Yishmol, Lysig, not for me. Amanamoy, Lysinov, not for me. And he went to every one of the Goyim. They had their chance. What are they complaining about, Bechlo? What are they complaining about? Also, you see this Lushan. The Lushan says over here, Liskarev Yashman, there was a Kiruv. What's this Kiruv? What's this Kiruv? They got the Torah. We didn't get the Torah. What does it mean, Liskarev Yashman? The answer, the Pshad is, as the Mefarshim tell us, there was something extra that we got. There was something, yes, we wanted the Torah. But at the end of the day, we only got the Torah with Kaf Aleim, the Gemara says Shabbos, Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis. The Eibishter was Kaif Har Kegigis. At the end of the day, we needed to be forced into it as well. What that is, that's for a different shir. Why exactly we need to be forced into it, Taisa's Kasha. But Lamaisa, we need to be forced into it. Medrash says because of Teresh Baal Peh, Medrash Tanchuma says, we need to be forced into it. So we need to be forced into it. So the Goyim have a legitimate complaint. What do you have better than us? What's the answer? What's the real answer? Liskarev. The answer is we had a Kirov. What was the Kirov that we had? The Kirov. What's the Kirov? What is Yichus? What does that have to do with anything? So the Satmar Rebbe Devaryo says, brings a medrash Tanchuma, a wonderful medrash, beginning of Parshva Yigash. Parshva Yigash, we know Yehuda was the Orev for Binyamin. He was the guarantor. And then the medrash tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give us the Torah, there was a problem. We met up with a problem. Who's going to guarantee? We want the Torah, fine. You take the Torah, who's going to guarantee? Kabbalah's the Torah. So we tried guarantors, it didn't go well. Rabbi Mitzvah Yankiv, Kadosh Baruch Hu said no. Nevi'im, Kadosh Baruch Hu said no. Baneinu yi'arevim. Our children will be the Arevim, Kadosh Baruch Hu said. Wonderful Arevim. Pi'oilim v'yoinkim yisadato yisulfikach. That's what it is. The Bechlal needs Hezber. What's the pshat in that? Pittsburgh Rebbe was once in shul, he asked, you go into a bank, and you want $1 million loan. You want a million dollar loan. You go into the bank, they sit you down in the office, you want a loan, they look up your records, your credit, we don't know about you. Give us a guarantor. Fine, got a wonderful guarantor. Who? My son. Oh, your son, he must be a multimillionaire. No, actually, he's still learning in cheder. Really? How old is he? He must be an older fellow. No, he's actually he's 6 years old. He's learning aleph beis and cheder. Mipi oilam v'yoinkim. Who is the arevim? Baneinu, the tinaikas of beis rabbim. What kind of orv is that? What kind of orv is that? That's the orv, little children. Now, obviously, the pshat is the orv is not that the children are guaranteeing the loan because they have kaychas that we don't have. They're just little children. We are offering them up almost like collateral. We're guaranteeing by the fact we have children, and those children are going to learn Torah. That's how we're going to guarantee matan Torah. How's that? How do we guarantee that? Because we parents give over the Torah to our children. We are giving over the Torah to our children. We're responsible for our children learn Torah. We send them to Chadorim. We find Rebbeim for them. We make sure they learn Torah. We learn with ourselves with the Torah. It's our chiyuv. We make sure our children learn Torah. That's the Arevus. Sogim the Goyim. How did you get this kiruv? That even when things weren't going well, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a deal with you. You had kiruv. We told him, bring your yichus. Are you connected with your friyud dekadaris? Are you not connected? Yichus, what? You don't care about the prior daris. We all know the famous story of Bian Kamenetsky on the plane. He had a grandchild on the plane with him. Well, actually, that grandchild is an L.A. grandchild. He was on the plane, sitting next to a friyud who was some big shot. And he was a very wealthy fellow. And he sees Rabbi Yankov every few minutes. His grandchild runs over and says, Zayda, can I get you something? Everything okay? You okay? You comfortable? You need this? You need that? And he turns to Yankov and says, can I ask you, Rabbi? I have grandchildren. They don't give me the time of day. They don't look at me. They don't care. They have absolutely no concern for me. Maybe they want money. That's it. Why do they don't care? Rabbi Yankov told him, it's very simple. He says, you're not from... You don't believe in the Torah. You don't believe in the Torah. So what do you believe in? What's this world come? Where's this world descended from? Evolution. Evolution? So our forebears are what? Monkeys? The further you get away from it, the better you're off. Your kids, your grandchildren, they're more advanced than you. They're more advanced. They look at you. You're closer to the monkeys. You're closer to gorillas. You're a nobody. They're much smarter than you. By us, everything was Maimed Har Sinai. Ezkir was Maimed Har Sinai. Was the Torah. Whoever's closer to Maimed Har Sinai, he's more choshev. I'm their older grandfather. Of course, I'm closer to Har Sinai. Of course, they're running and taking care of me. That's the Yisayda Dover. The Yisayda Dover, Sifra Yichus, that you're connected with the previous generations. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Goyim, bring me your Sifra Yichus. They have no Sifra Yichus. They don't care about the previous. There's no Kesher there. They're not Mizgoya with their previous generation. What's important to them is, where am I holding? That's meaningless. But by the Yidden, when they offered up their Bonim Areva, what was the point of that? Because they take achrayus, there's a connection from door to door, from one generation even to the other. There's connection. They learn Torah, they give over Torah to the next generation. If that's the case, I feel safe, the Rabbi Nishlam said, I can give them the Torah. Everything's guaranteed. With you going, what's guaranteed is nothing. There's nothing. You're going to take the Torah and your kids are going to laugh at you and say, what connection does that mean to us? They're not machshav you, b'chalal. You're the old timers. Tech, technology, it's a new world. It's a brave new world. What do I care? The old timers, they know nothing. Mashenkin by us, where everything is the Torah HaKadosha. The further we remove from Torah, the less we know. The old generation, you look at Achveis, you open up a Rishon. Who has the audacity to say a Rishon is wrong? We might not understand what the Rishon is writing. Asher Rashi, Asher Rambam. We don't understand it and we work on it. A Gemara, a Pasuk of the Torah. This is Dvar Hashem Mamash, Elav Elav Divla Kim Chayim. Memela, the Sifra Yichus, the Skarvus that we're Zechut Hashem, because Sifra Yichus, because we're connected to others, that is the eternity of Torah, and that's how we're Zechut also Torah, and perhaps again, as we said, that's why Parsha, but Midbar Dafka has to be the Parsha that's there by Matan Torah, to tell us what this is all about, how we got the Torah, and how we are able to continue to hold on to the Torah. It's only because dor l'dor, we guarantee the eternity of Torah through our children, and they will, through their children, invite to l'dor l'dor. One more thing, one last thing here, Makavid Shavuos. There's a famous shavuos we said earlier about Shavuos. It's Chamishim. It's Yom Chamishim, B'Yom Chamishim L'Sfiras Hayim, Hu Chag Shavuos. Yiduah Mefursim, the Magen Avraham asks a kasha, kashali, Heich Anu Oimrim B'Shavuos, Yom Matan Torah Zeinu. How could we say
How could we say on Yontiv Zman Matan Terzeh? How could we say that? Why not? He says, we hold like Rabbi Yossi. It's a machlekes in the Gemara Shabbos, Rabban Rabbi Yossi. When was Matan Terzeh? Was that on Vav or on Zayin? And there's Rayas, with the Gemara's title of that machlekes and different than Halachas. And the Gemara proves, I'll be Halach in your day, that we pass like Rabbi Yossi. If we pass like Rabbi Yossi, Shabbat Matan Terzeh was on Zayin Sivan. On Zayin Sivan. And here on Vav Sivan, we're praving Yontiv. How can that be? How can that be? And he asks this kasha. Yes, this is a kasha. The truth is, Taisis already to a degree asked in a very similar fashion. Taisis in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Mar Aleph, Yoim Hashishi, a famous drasha. Yoim Hashishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for the Bria to Makabal the Torah. Yoim Hashishi, that famous sixth day. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you're going to be Makabal the Torah, fine. If not, the world's going to become Toyabayu. The world's going to become desolate. We're going to get the world back to stage one. It's going to be a destruction of the world. That's Hashishi. Frank Tice is very good. If you hold like the Rabbanan, but if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that was given on Zion Sivan, Yoim Hashishi, what's going to be with Yoim Hashishi? So it's basically the same question, and the Magen Avraham says the same terrors that Taisha says. That maybe we can say, we know the Gemara says that Moshe was Moshe Yoim Echad Midaitoi. Moshe added an extra day, but in reality, Matan Terzeh should have been on the day earlier. Should have been a day earlier. So maybe that's the Shem. The Marshon was supposed to be, it wasn't, but it was supposed to be. Supposed to be. So it's this man of Matan Terzeh. It's this man who was the proper man, even though it actually wasn't. That's the way Taisus and the Magen Avraham answered. The Marsha doesn't like their Terzeh. And he says, a gewaldige Yisoid, that this Yisoid is really the whole Yisoid of Shavuos. You think for a moment, Shavuos, what's Shavuos? Shavuos is called Shavuos. Is that match Pesach and Sukkot? Pesach is called Pesach. Why is Pesach called Pesach? Because of Korban Pesach. Or because of Kodesh Baruch was Pesach. About the Vesein Shem Mitzrayim. When did this all happen? It all happened on Pesach. So there's the story of Pesach. It's Pesach. Sukkot. We sit in a sukkah. Why? Because we said, because Ananei Kav, which were like a sukkah, we're there. And we take that and we celebrate that on sukkahs. So it's all about sukkahs on sukkahs. And therefore we sit in a sukkah on sukkahs. What is Shavuos? Shavuos means weeks. What is Shavuos? What weeks? What does weeks have to do with the Yontif that we're about to have? It has to do with pre-Yontif. It doesn't have to do with Yontif. It's the 7 weeks beforehand. Shavuot Shavuos. It's the weeks before. What does that do with Shavuos? We missed the Yontif. That's not Shavuos. What are we calling it Shavuos for? It's not Shavuos. Call it, as the Gemara calls it, Atzeres. Come together. It's not Shavuos. Misses the point, it would seem. The answer is, doesn't miss the point. That is the point. That must be, that is the point. That must be, that is the point. How so? The Marsha says, wonderful, wonderful, you say. Right on this Gemara. Marsha says, the Mishnah says in others, the Mishnah says that kolcha shechachmosai yirosai kodemus lechachmosai kol shirosai kodemus lechachmosai chachmosai miskayamas. But if not, Chas V'Shalom, it's the opposite way. So the Marsha says like this. The Emes is, Yidden came out of Mitzrayim. They were holding nowhere. In fact, the Marsha doesn't speak this out, the Aruch HaShulchan brings an interesting point that we brought the korban of the celebration of Yitzis Mitzrayim, the second day of Pesach, we brought a special korban. What's that? Korban Omer begins the spirit process. Korban Omer. So the Shulchan Korban Omer is brought from barley. It's Michael Behema. The only other time we bring barley as a korban is a Saita, who acted like a Behema. What we bring a Michael Behema, what kind of kashrut korban is that? Zok the Marsha, Zok the Aruch Shulchan, brings it for Kadmainim, because we came out of Mitzrayim, we're in a Madrega of nothing. We had nothing like Behemas. We had nothing. We're over there by the Zara. We're Kemat. The end meant that Shari Tumma, the Arizal's have been in there another moment, we've been gone. Shari Tumma, we're a terrible place. What happens? We build ourselves up. What do we go through? Sphere. Now, Shosh Megbol, we're finishing up. What are we doing? Zokte Marsha, Yitaharu v'yikachu atzma mikol tumas Mitzrayim. Our job is Shom Tavon Zalikim Arazed. The whole point of leaving Mitzrayim was to get the Matan Torah. We didn't go there immediately. Why? We need to matar and mekadosh ourselves. And it took all this time. It took all this time. We know sevens are a big number in Yiddishkeit. Seven, Shemitahs, those are cycles. And when you get to 50, like Yovel, you've reached the peak. When we got to Yom Chamishim, Zokta Marsha, Nigmara Tarush is a chinu achach miyunimalv. We finished the Tara. Yom Nunalv, we're now to Tahara. And as the Rosh Hashanah points out, on Shavuos, we bring a korban shtei alechem, wheat. We can't even put it on the bed. We can't even put it's chametz. It's wheat and it's chametz. You never have a chametz korban. No, there are no chametz korbanos. All korban lecha panim menachas. They're all matzah. Except by lach mitayda, one part of lach mitayda. But he can't even go on the mizbeach. It's chametz. Teretz, we got so holy that from barley we got to wheat. They're not stum wheat. We're able to handle chametz, and that's the shtei alechem. That's how much we prepared ourselves. We worked on ourselves. That's the sviru. The essence, the spheres that we do, we go through all these spheres of those who say it at the end of the davening. Zokta Marsha, you want to know they came on that 50th day, now they're ready for the Torah. That's the day they were ready. Zokta Rabbeinu Shalom, that day is Yom Tov. Not the day I gave you the Torah. The day I gave you the Torah, I gave you the Torah. The most chashuv day by me, Zokta Rabbeinu Shalom, is the day of Tahara and Kedusha that you got ready. Let's understand it in a tiefer way. The chinuch asks the kasha. Why are we mina svira the wrong way? If the idea of svira is to be mina towards Kabbalah Satara, then we should say it's 49 days of Kabbalah Satara, 48 days of Kabbalah Satara, 47 days of Kabbalah Satara. And the calendars they send out from Lakewood says exactly that. It says it's the first day of svira, 49 days of Kabbalah Satara. And they're right. You know, they appreciate the Torah. Why isn't that the halach of the Torah? Why isn't that the halach of svira? Why aren't we counting backwards? The answer is, the chinuch goes on a mahalach. L'chayr the pshat is, lulei divrei chinuch. The Torah Kedoshah is the Torah Kedoshah. The Torah Kedoshah would have been kodesh, and the Torah Kedoshah had it stayed in Shemayim with the Malachim as the Malachim wanted it to be. The issue is, are we going to be shayach to Kabbalah HaTorah? The issue is us, not the Torah. The Torah is the Torah Kedoshah. Are we the Am Kodesh that can have the Torah and be the ultimate Paiske HaTorah and the Lamed HaTorah and the Oiske HaTorah and the Mesiris HaTorah Midor Dor? Are we capable of that? Are we capable of that? The answer is no. At the beginning of Sefirah, the answer is no. One day of working on ourselves that we should be a Kli Torah, be Mekabel the Eilig HaTorah. Day two, it's day two of us. And we work our way up and we get to 49. We're 49. We did. Mamish, the 49 is as some as Rabbi Shol Salanter said, you're supposed to learn the 48 Kinyanei HaTorah during Svira and the 49th. They chazer the whole thing over. We prepare ourselves for the Torah. We work on ourselves. We count this day 40, day 40, 45, 48 today that we're holding in our readiness of being mekabel the Torah. Comes out the whole idea of the year is making us prepared. When did we reach this lofty, lofty darga? Day 50. We are a chefta of being shy at the Kabbalah Satar. We ourselves became mukshir for Kabbalah Satar. That's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. What does that show? How do we show that? Because the Iker was the Shavuos, the whole sphere. That's the whole Iker of the Yom Tov. The whole Iker of Yom Tov is this is the grand finale of preparing yourself to be a Kli Kibbul Patar, which is the Shiva Shavuos. The Chamim, B'yayim HaChamishim, Tisbru Chamishim Yayim. Where's the Tisbru Chamishim? We don't count day 50. But the Shavuos itself is day 50, the ultimate peak that we reach this inyan, and that's Marshal says, that's why the Yom Tov is Shavuos. Male feffers, all the kashas, takinat the Zman of Matan Torah. It's the Zman of Matan Torah, it's the time period of Matan Torah. It wasn't the actual Kabbalah Satorah. Taka wasn't the actual Kabbalah Satorah. Taka wasn't. The Ber Hetev uses this and understands a Gemara, there's a Gavaldi Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef says, Ilav HaYoyma. Ilav HaYoyma, there wouldn't have been that day. That day, then there would have been Harbe Yosef Yuk Bishuv. There would have been a lot of Yosefs around. What is Rav Yosef saying? What is Rav Yosef saying? Lav HaYoyma, Kama Yosef Yuk Bishuka. Kama Yosef Yuk Bishuka. What is he saying? So the Berheta, what he's saying is, if not for that day, what does that mean, that day? That day, that day 50 of Shavuos, and not day 51. Kama Yosef Yuk Bishuka. But now the Iker is work on yourself. Work on yourself. Do something. Be Nisraimim. And when Rashi says, Nisrei Mamti, I became elevated with the Torah. I got elevated. That's the Iker. The Iker is to get yourself ready. Get yourself ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. That's the Yisoid HaDavar. That's what it's all about.
Shteyman, Zecharin Lebracha, when he came to Los Angeles, said over, said from the Vilna Goyim, that the Yarev Kamotir Likri turns like rain. It rains. It rains everywhere. It rains. Rain is the same rain. When it comes down, it's a rain. Great. It's a thing we daven for. It's a bracha, rain, Gishmei bracha. But if it rains into a field of thorns, thorns are going to grow from that rain. Something we don't appreciate. Rains in a field of wheat, wonderful. It's raining in the field of wheat, the wheat's going to grow. It all depends on your kli kibbul. For the wrong person, nasik samamavis, the Gemara says, a Russia, not samamavis. A Yid that wants, he's makabal, that's the yisoid of your shavuos. The Torah Kedosh was the Torah Kedosh. The yisoid of this yomtiv is, where are you holding? Are you holding by the Torah? And the male of the yomtiv is the day of yirosai, kaidamus lechachmosai, zok de marsha. Shavuos is this yomtiv of us being prepared and reaching that gedder, that place of preparation for yomtiv, which answers all the kashas of why it seemingly is on the wrong day, and that's how we count Sefirah backwards, and that's why the korban is this is the korban of Shtei Alechem, and that is why Yibreir B'Yosef was such a big yontif. We're now here, mamash, we're here at the gates almost of yontif. One more day left to prepare ourselves. Let's chaper two more days. We have Friday, which is day 48, and then we'll have Shabbos day 48. We have 2 days left to prepare ourselves. Let's prepare ourselves to be ready, Be'ezer Hashem, for that momentous moment. The moment of Kabbalah Satayr, Be'ez Hashem, we should be all Zaycha to get our Chalik Kabbalah Satayr. And with that, we'll say, Mary, your main moment. We'll continue.
It's too late.
No, no, no. Perfect.